Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all people round about, when they shall be in siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. Are the days of Zechariah warned of upon us? Join Stephen Bannoun and host Bonnie Harvey for a discussion of Jerusalem, the Flashpoint.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Flashpoint. I think by now, Stephen, we pretty much know the Flashpoint will be in Syria. What do you think?
Definitely seems that way, with a rapid moving across the world.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so I think we should start with our own country here right now. We have this Operation Hot Musket that is the subject of many news outlets on the American internet scene, and some are denying, and yet I've listened to radio shows of popular talk show hosts from various parts in America, and they say, you know, my brother or my relative was given a 72-hour boots on the ground, be there with your duffel bag, and they're now gone. Operation Hot Musket, and they're being deployed to someplace in the Southwest or South or the West. So what do you know about this, Stephen?
Well, as you said, Bonnie, you know, some people have been willing to share, just covering up their own information as far as what rank they are, captain, you know, who actually has provided it. So we do see these things that are online. But what's interesting from the things that I've been seeing in Russian media is that the United States has been sending military hardware to California and the surrounding states there, up to as many as 4 to 5 brigades of military equipment, including howitzers and tanks. And of course, as we know, the U.S. military does not need howitzers. They do not need tanks to be able to stop Honduran migrants from coming into the country. That's not the purpose that they would do that. And there has been in Russian media the suggestion that there is military equipment that has been accompanying at a distance that convoy of refugees headed up towards our border. Now, it is true that both Russia and China have facilities inside of Mexico, as they call it, repairing equipment. They have sent over the years tanks, even planes, etc., to Mexico to be repaired or refurbished, things like that, which I don't see how in the world the United States ever would even begin to have allowed it. But let me tell you, though, let's go a little deeper, though. Let's forget all the facts of things that people are sharing out there. And let me just tell you what is being shared with me privately from the intelligence community. And I won't say which intelligence community this has been coming from, but it's actually two different sources that I've been getting from two different intelligence areas about the things that are happening, are going to happen to the United States in the very near future. One, I was told, don't be surprised, the next war we're about to have, the United States is going to become a direct target, which reminds me of Putin's famous words. He said, the next war is not going to be fought on my country or in my country. So I was being told these things here. I've been told, and as we've shared before with you guys here, that the Chinese have a major mafia connection, and they're smuggling in the Chinese through the Canadian border in an underground operation in masses, that they are also being well-funded. They're well set up. They even have jobs as they have been smuggling the Chinese into this nation in the preparation for taking over in the near future. And then I was also told from another intelligence source that I have that not only is there war coming to this nation, but this nation will be hit directly, even with possibility, as he said, not inevitably, but a possibility with nukes. And then there's going to be, as he put it to me, an ethnic cleansing in this nation here. And he said, Steve, whatever you do, if you can't get out of the country, if you can't get you and your family out of the country, which he highly recommended He said, I know that you guys live in Europe. He said, you'd be much safer at this particular point living in Europe. Now, whether or not that's true or not, I don't know, because even though I have friends in intelligence community, friends don't always necessarily translate out to be true friends. That could be a setup as well. So I'm always very cautious about information that's shared with me in that regards. But one thing, though, that was quite clear to me was stay away from the FEMA camps, because it's going to be ethnic cleansing centers there. I said those that survive what's going to happen to the United States will then be moved into FEMA camps, because he said naturally, he said everything's going to come to a screeching halt in this country. Big populaces will be hit. They will be targeted. There will be people that will be homeless, and they will need a place to go. He said, you know, make sure you've got a backpack ready to go and go to the wilderness and stay there, because it's the only safe place you can be. And that being said, Bonnie, what's really alarming to me amongst the evangelical community is the fact that they are supporting so-called Jewish ministries. There's several of them out there, but many times these people are involved in training FEMA. They are former Israeli militaries. They're involved in training FEMA camp in Homeland Security. And then I think to myself, I mean, does anybody not wake up and smell the roses as much as we've known in America about FEMA camps, the guillotines? In fact, I had a private conversation today speaking about more intelligence about the guillotines and things like that that are going to be used. And by the way, those guillotines are going to be used under a Noahide law. When martial law takes effect, we are going under the Noahide laws. And that was signed by none other than President H.W. Bush. And a lot of people may not know that, but he's the one that actually snuck a little law in there for us that would allow Noahide laws, which are Talmudic laws. They resemble similar to that of the Ten Commandments, but what people are not aware of is when it comes to idolatry, it's the interpretation. And under the Chabad organization, through the Talmudic translations of this particular law, anyone that is a believer in Yeshua as the Messiah would be beheaded for your beliefs. So, you know, a very sinister plan is definitely in store for this nation. And I'm afraid, Bonnie, that is coming at a much more rapid pace right now than what most of us could even possibly imagine. You know, and they're also talking about satanic rituals that will be carried out as, you know, as the people are being beheaded, they will be sacrifices offered to Satan. So it's not a good scene coming in America. And I am very concerned, as you said, with the different people that are getting these notices for deploying. You know, I'm looking at one right now from the Department of the Army, Fort Stewart, Georgia. The orders, the dates on it, November 14th, that you are to deploy, temporary change of station as shown below, or return to your permanent station upon completion of duties in support of this operation. You will submit a reviewed travel voucher for this travel to finance office within 5 working days after return home to your home station. And I'm just trying to see if there's any more specific things that they let to be seen here. You know, there's one danger. Let me tell you something, friends. Those out there that were to be willing to share things like this, you got to remember, there are hidden things within these documents. They can tell who shares it. I don't know if people know that or not, but there is things inside the document itself that helps them to know when people share these things. It's a big risk when people do this. Big, big risk.
While you're looking there to see if there's anything more, you know, I think that some people are leaving this country. They're going to places in Jordan. They're going to New Zealand. Some are going. I know personally a couple of physicians have left our area for New Zealand. I know that the Rockefellers have built a new luxury home in the Blue Mountains of Australia that's supposed to be a preserve. Nobody's there. I mean, you know, you're supposed to walk through and that's it. Well, they have this monstrous home. You know, and you had mentioned, you know, other places they're going. But, you know, I think as soon as this country falls, the molten lead will flow quickly around the whole world. So there's not going to be any place. A lot of people have gone to Costa Rica also. So if you think you can run, you know, you can't. The New World Order, as soon as this country goes down, the world will change overnight.
Well, you know, Bonnie, here's what's really interesting, is that, of course, one of the ones that I saw posted, they're going to Lubbock, Texas there, which would actually put them in a vicinity that's in the far west, south of Amarillo, where Lubbock is there. And of course, that makes sense because you have to understand if it is a military operation that they're dealing with a possible invasion on the border or an attack from Russia or China or any other nation from the south. And one thing that I have thought about, because people keep thinking, okay, it's going to be Russia or China. There's a great possibility that the U.S. will use ISIS. The elite will use ISIS to invade our nation. And that that would be easier if they want to do this without a direct confrontation with Russia in the beginning, to make it look like that ISIS militants, the jihadists, have been planning a sleeper cell in Mexico undetected, and they suddenly take over all the military equipment, like in the case of ISIS gathering up all the military equipment that was over in Iraq after the war and then waged a war against Syria. So it's a very good possibility that something like that could be on the books as well. But, you know, when we're talking about going other places too, Bonnie, one of the things that comes into mind is like these stories which you read about China's ghost cities and their multi-billion dollar debt are raising concerns. People don't realize the reason why these quote-unquote ghost cities were built is because they knew, China knows what is coming to America. And I really believe that the reason why these cities were built to begin with was because they know there's going to be a mass migration of the elite, their families, their infrastructure, et cetera, and they're not going to be ghost cities. So even though they say this, you know, and I can go back, Bonnie, to intelligence that I was receiving, and this was not from any particular branch that I knew of. This was back when one of the guys that had contacted me, I felt certain that he was part of the elite circle at one time. He'd worked with Gulen Fagan, so he had a lot of inside information on things that were going on. And he said to me then, he said, "Steve, the safest place in the world is going to be in the near future is going to be the Far East." And he said, "I know people that are buying up properties, people that'll be living there from the United States." He said, "We're talking about the Philippines, China, Indonesia, places like that." And I said, "Are you serious?" I said, "Why over there?" He said, "Because there's not going to be a nuclear war there." And he said, "You have no idea." He said, "Erdogan was promised a great to do in the New World Order if he would do the dirty work that would need to be done in the coming wars ahead." And this man here, he kind of came in secretly and then just vanished out after he shared with me a lot of different things. So now that I look at these ghost cities in China, I realize, you know, these are set up for people that will be coming in the future. And it will be no doubt, I mean, because you got to keep in mind, if you've got, let's say, for example, senators and congressmen and presidents, and of course, in the elites of governments and factories and things like that, they want to keep things running. People that have been cooperative with the New World Order, then guess what? They got a place for them to go automatically. Nothing to worry about. Everything's set, ready to roll. Just move in. And of course, I just got information the other day, Bonnie, and I was sharing it on Israeli News Live, that the microchipping in the UK, there are a lot of major corporations that are beginning to microchip. They're going to make it mandatory, and they're saying that it is because of security threats. And of course, when they say security threats, they're creating the threat problem to begin with to justify to use it. And we're talking about companies with tens of thousands of employees in the UK that are now agreeing to do mandatory microchipping for employees, and if they don't microchip, they lose their job. So things are being put in place for the New World Order on a very rapid scale.
Yes. during the Roman Empire, they always had a test for employment in homage of the emperor. I mean, whether it was, you know, as you walk in, throw a bit of dust in front of Mithra to honor her, or, you know, in the marketplace, they would splash, spray, dedicated to a pagan god, wine over the food, over the open marketplace, so Christians couldn't buy food. Christians could not be employed, and it's going to be the same. It's going to be the same now. I'm sure that every physician in this country is going to be obligated to perform an abortion. And, of course, I have, you know, more than one physician in my family. You know, there's going to come a day when you can't work and you can't buy. I mean, Scripture is right.
Yes.
And there are visual sightings of behind these migrants. I think everybody can agree the migrants at our southern border is merely a distraction. Send them in, and then what is behind them? People are reporting tanks with red stars on them, and of course, you know, a trucker here in America reported making a delivery to a huge camp of Chinese south of the border, that his truck was taken. You know, he couldn't go any further. He had to shut off his GPS. They took his phone. You know, he was virtually unshackled from electronics, and they just gave his truck back to him. I think that was from, part of that was from Judicial Watch. Tom Fitton is doing a good job. We haven't seen the last of that, and it's not just, you know, some people that have hit the road because they want a better life.
Well, you know, one thing I was told as well, Bonnie, is that what the intention is in this country here is they need, first off, before they actually do a ground invasion or any kind of war here, they're going to create a crisis in this country here where we will expend our bullets on each other. And this is something that I was told by a colleague, friend of mine, that they will cause a situation in this country here. And he even told me, he said, you know, Steve, from what I can see right now, the whole issue with Donald Trump as president and the Patriot movement behind him. And he told me, he said, I support Donald Trump. He said, but at the same time, he said, I'm not a fool. I know exactly what type of work we do behind the scenes. And he said, you can count on one thing. He said, they have used him and they have galvanized the evangelical community and the patriots behind him. And he said, in the near future, he said, they're going to bring him down. And he said, Trump knows it. He said, this is not really a situation that he's not fully aware of. He said, they're doing it, though, as a clandestine operation, he said, to cause the Democrats and Republicans to turn on one another. And he says, and when we have run out of ammunition killing each other, he said, then they're going to take and turn around. He said, and that's when a war is going to strike this country. He said, because they've got to figure out a way. He said, if we can't disarm America, he said, then they've got to run you out of your bullets so that it makes it easier for what they're planning on doing in the future. Now, he's the same guy that told me about the Chinese on the northern border. And, of course, what you're speaking about now is Chinese on the southern border, and that only makes sense because if you do your research, you'll find out that the Chinese and the Mexicans had a very close relationship for many years now. So it's made it easy for them to bring the Chinese in, prepare them for that ground invasion. And, of course, then all it's going to take is a situation like in Syria, what we're going to be talking about in a moment, to ignite this into a massive war. And that's something, Bonnie, I'm going to tell you, this is something that every believer that's listening to this broadcast really needs to pay attention to. And that is, they are getting ready to do a preemptive strike in Syria that will ignite this whole issue. And the thing is unfortunately, they're going to use Israel as the guinea pig in order to get the Christian community, the Hebrew Roots movement, every believer of Yeshua would be the best way to put it, to back Donald Trump in a war against Russia. Because most people are under the assumption that Russia is the king of the North. It's the theological teaching for the last 75 to 100 years. It wasn't that way originally, but that's the way it became. And, you know, but the thing is we're already seeing from intelligence that's been shared with me already, as well as Russian news that I've seen, that the Israeli government has been looking carefully at the Himimi air base in Latakia, Syria, and how to take out the Russian base there. And of course, the thing that I think that will come about in this, because I've already was told from sources that I have, that they're going to strike Lebanon. They're going to try to take out Hezbollah in Lebanon, but not just Hezbollah. They're talking about bringing down Lebanon, period. Israel is talking about striking Beirut because they're saying that Hezbollah has bombs buried underground there. But the real reason is because President Putin and the Prime Minister of Lebanon have been building a closer relationship. And now, with that being in mind, what have they done? They've actually come in, and Russia has, because they know that there's a threat that they're facing right now with a all-out war over quote-unquote Idlib, but at the same time, they realize that Israel may get involved in this. And so now Russia has extended their air coverage of the S-300 to include Lebanon. And it's because Russia knows that after they intercepted that one transmission that I think Hal Turner also shared, is that the Israeli political leaders were being told this was only supposed to be a 3 to 5 year war. It's turned into 8 years, and we're no further along than what we were when we started. What are you going to do to resolve this and get this done? You know, because if you don't, we're going to replace you with someone else that will. And I can see where they're going with this, Bonnie, because I've got one friend, too, that's heavily in the oil industry, oil and gas industry, that is working on the project there in Haifa. He is actually a manager on that project. He has shared with me the photographs, the blueprints, this on-site, even showed me in the meetings there that he's at. And what they're doing is China is working with working with Israel to build a gas pipeline from Qatar, and Russia's in the middle, they're in the way. That's the problem. And this is why the war with Syria was to get Bashar al-Assad out of the seat, because Bashar al-Assad was supportive of Russia, and they don't want Russia there. And I was told straight up, Russia's got to go. And if Russia doesn't leave willingly, we're going to make them leave. Now, the only way Israel can get away with this and get U.S. support, or let me put it, when I say U.S. support, you have to understand, Israel needs the evangelical and the believers of Yeshua. They need their support behind Trump in fighting a war against Russia in the region. And the only way they can do that is to play the victim card. And this is not the Israeli people, mind you, either. I'm telling you this because it's Israelis telling me what they're doing. So I'm not just saying this to say it. I'm saying it because I know so. I know what their plan is. They've told me what it is.
Yeah, all they right? have the same kind of leaders America does. It's just a big chess game. It's a big chess game to see who gets the pipeline port. And that, of course, is lots and lots of money. A king's ransom.
Dollars.
You know, I think we're running short here. We have about 30 seconds to go. You know, you mentioned ethnic cleansing before. You know, who is going to be cleansed?
They're going to take out people that are not racial superior to the Nazi ideology, Bonnie. That, you know what? Let's pick it up on the other half here, because I need to go into that.
Okay.
It is going to be a Nazi ideology.
Okay. All right. Stay with us, folks. More coming.
Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all people round about, when they shall be in siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. Are the days of Zechariah warned of upon us? Join Stephen Bannoun and host Bonnie Harvey for a discussion of Jerusalem, the Flashpoint.
Welcome back, everyone, to the second half. All right, Steve, we left it on the ethnic cleansing that they plan to do. What is this?
Unfortunately, you know, it kind of reminds me, Bonnie, when it says the synagogue of Satan, they say they're Jews and they're not. And the only way I know how to describe this is there are among the elite, among the Rothschild connections that are probably not really Jewish to begin with, but have the influence over Israeli society. There are those groups that I know personally that have said to me that that the United States will actually, after the war breaks out and they have weakened the nation, that they would go through and they will ethnically cleanse the population. They will. Now, they did not give me specifics, but as I was told, the white Jewish race is what matters. And friends, I hate to tell you that, but this is exactly what was told to me. The white Jewish race is what matters, and the rest will be cleansed. So if you're black, if you're Hispanic, these people here, they don't want. And I know that's shocking for me to say this, and I'm sure many people will say, I just can't believe it, but I know it's a reality, and unfortunately, in other parts of the world, this is something that has happened all along. You have to, even in the creation of the State of Israel, since we were a nation, I mean, the Sephardic Jew has always been hated by the Ashkenazi. That doesn't mean that all Ashkenazis are white Anglo-Saxon either, too, friends, because a lot of Ashkenazi Jews are look just as much darker skinned, and they're not, except they're not liked either. In fact, a lot of the Haredi community was always hated by these elite. And, you know, in the case of Shimon Peres, when he perpetrated the Ringworm Children case there, and they were cleansing out, they were doing these experiments, these radioactive experiments on Sephardic children only. Barry Chamish, who was an Israeli journalist, said that Shimon Peres, if there was an Ashkenazi kid that started to go to the testing, they would stop him and say, no, this is not for you. Well, I've got actually, and I hate to even say, a friend of mine that's telling me, though, this exactly thing. And unfortunately, I have a feeling that that friend actually has that same type of mentality of thinking. And I say that because I see the things that are said to me. And I just, you know, I got a subliminal message, in fact, one day. And people might think this is kind of far out to say this, but I'm going to share it here. And the reason I say that, because I don't think I'm listened to as much by certain individuals here. But I was sent a picture of dreidels, three dreidels. The dreidels at the top spelled nothing the way they were facing up in the camera, but on the side was spelled in the Hebrew language, the derogatory term they use against the black people. But you have to understand, the reason I say it's a subliminal message, because I'm a Sephardic Jew. And Sephardic Jews are called the same racial epithet that's used for the black community. They use that same slur to the Sephardic Jews, those that are of, not all Ashkenazis, mind you, either. Please understand, these are these elite neo-Nazis that have taken on the identity of Jews that are not really Jews, that are still trying to bring about a Nazi ideology to ethnically cleanse anyone that is not part of that group.
And of course, Christians, regardless of race, you know, even if they're, you know, blonde, blue-eyed, white people, they would, of course, probably be at the lowest part of that heap. They'd be the worst.
Exactly. So that's another issue. You know, I mean, as far as the believers in Yeshua, Christians, they're going to, that's what they have the guillotine set up for. Under the Noahide laws, you cannot believe the way you do. You will be beheaded. You know, you have to understand, the laws under Noahide, the Arabic community is okay. That's why most of the politicians of Israel, they'll say, well, the Arabs, they believe in one God like we do. We have no problem with them. But Christians is a different story.
Well, they but, have they declared Allah to be the same as Yehovah?
Yes, they have. And I can tell you the exact people in the Knesset that have said it. Mm. All you have to do, I'll say it like this. I'm not going to call names like that here on the air, but I'll tell you like this. Look up. There's a man by the name of, let me think of his name. He's in Turkey. I actually am kind of blank on his name right now.
You know, you'll think of it later on. You'll think of it later on and you'll come back.
Okay.
We'll come back to this. Is there anything in the Talmud that says, in this special Talmud, in the Talmud for Jewish people in Hebrew only, that says that they will actually preside over the final, over the Sabbath millennium, the seventh millennium of this earth?
I know that it is believed that the Jews will actually rule and reign over the entire world. I also know that in the 1800s, they had already drawn up that Jerusalem would be the seat from which the world would be reigned and run by the Jewish Zionist leaders, that they would rule this world. This is why the Vatican has worked closely with the Zionist leaders since the time when the Rothschilds back in 1850s loaned the Vatican millions of dollars when they were in a financial bind. And they have maintained their close ties together. And in fact, there were a couple of Catholic ladies that were at the conference I did in Orlando. And they said, Steve, you have to understand. They said that we listen to your broadcast. We listen to your ministry. But there's two types of Catholics.
Yeah.
And they said, and they were explaining, I forget how the terminology they used with me on this. They said, but there are those like Pope Francis who are not real Catholics. They said these are crypto Catholics that were Jews that actually hijacked the Catholic Church. Now, I do know for a fact from Jewish writings from different rabbis that I know that have written about how that there was an infiltration in the Catholic Church by Jesuits. They were Jews that came in for the purpose of being able to control that future of the Catholic Church in a New World Order. That I am aware of, just like the Bolsheviks. The Bolsheviks, something a lot of people never even talk about, is that, they talk about 6 million Jews that were killed during the Holocaust, which I lost family members in that. But the Bolsheviks, they were Jesuit Jews that were killing the believers of Russia, the Christians of Russia. They killed, 60 million Russian Christians put to death? Because they believed in Yeshua?
At least. I think it's more like 70.
And yeah, nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about this Holocaust. But the thing is, the plan for this earth right now is not a very bleak future. And of course, there's no better time for truly being in Yeshua, being one with him at this late hour, because the things that are coming on this earth are going to be very hideous. We're not even talking about demonic beings coming into this realm, but just the mere fact of what man will do to man.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. And we can't control them in the name of Yeshua. Demons have to use them, but we can control the demons because of the power that Yeshua has given us over them, but not mankind.
It's not going to be good, Bonnie, and the thing is it's very real. There are former people with CIA. I don't know personally, but I know that there's former ones that have talked about the New World Order that have came out that have exposed things that they knew about in this New World Order that is coming up, in the radicalization, the culling of the believers. Because you have to understand, the New World Order has nothing to do with true faith in Yeshua. It is nothing but a very demonic system, although they will use those names.
What is your intel on how far Trump is on this? Are they going to use a clone to have a public execution? Are they going to, as you say, give him cancer by rays, which they can do? They have the technology. Are they going to unseat him? Is he participating with this?
He is participating, and I'll tell you something that I know personally is that there are a large number of real estate venture groups in across America that have been heavily involved in laundering drug money to supply the weapons to the jihadist in Syria through the imports of drugs that no longer were, they're not using the, I mean, they still use the typical ports like in Louisiana, Florida, et cetera. But the dealers had learned that taking the drugs deeper into the country was what worked better. But they still had to have a way to money launder the money that is not being used to buy the weapons. Or even if they are being used to buy the weapons, you have to understand, the government has to have a non-paper trail to be able to supply the arms and the cash needed for the salaries for the Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra militants, all these other militants that are over in Syria trying to topple the government, including
all their mischief.
Yes. And even Hamas. That was, like I said, you know, Qatar sends this huge three suitcases of cash to Gaza to pay the Hamas salaries and also to fire in over 400 rockets into Israel. This goes on a regular basis. Well, Trump's name, I know, one of his real estate venture groups has surfaced in a report that's not been submitted as of yet, but it will, that he is heavily, one of his foundations are allegedly involved in also money laundering.
So can we
like overlaid balloon with people, but, you know, I can say alleged at this point because I can't say for a fact. But I do know that this is supposed to be submitted before the FBI. But then again, who's corrupt? Who will cover it up? Will it get covered up? Or do they want it exposed?
Right. Is this an excuse to bring them down without killing them? I mean, is he one of the ones that's going to go and his grandchildren, as you stated last?
He's going to China, probably.
Yeah. Are learning to be fluent in Chinese. He's going to China.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dude, guys, look up the pictures on the internet. My gosh. Look at they call it ghost cities of China that were built where there's no one inhabiting those. Do you think the Chinese are that stupid? They're just going to build a bunch of cities and nobody lives in it?
Yeah, and they're model cities. They look lovely.
Right. The Chinese know that this is coming. They know that these Americans that have been willing to play dirty politics in order to be able to save their own necks, that they have been willing to do this. So therefore, they have a safe place to go. Their families have a safe place to go. And you got to keep in mind, let's take, for example, if you have one politician and let's say he's married, he's got wife, he's got children, they have children, their extended cousins, et cetera. What's going to happen is the next thing you know, I was actually told while the war is happening, the elite will be safe underground, and then the elite will be taken out from the underground places that they are at, and they will be removed from the country. The person that told me this did not say where they were going, but there again, you know, look at the support staff in political circles alone, and not every politician is probably on board. But most Republicans and Democrats are friends behind the scenes. People just don't know that's the case. I know it's the case. And so all their families, extended families, the next thing you know, they're going to say to the families, and the families probably don't even know it, except for maybe very close-knit circle people. By the way, pack your bags. You don't need anything but the clothes on your back and one extra suitcase. Everything's provided. You'll have it when you get there.
Yes.
And these
yes.
cities come to life.
We have a daughter that lives in Colorado, so I land in Denver Airport. And, you know, I have read that they didn't need the airport. It took way longer to build. There was no one person that knew everything that was going on. It goes many stories underground. It is a huge complex, and most of it underground. There is a railroad running into it, and that circus tent is so to arrive in their helicopters. The circus tent can be removed, and they can land inside and be taken underground.
Yep.
That circus tent is temporary.
And of course, from Colorado to China, direct flight, no problems. They know. And why do they do Colorado? They know what's going to happen to the west coast of California, Oregon, and Washington. So it's not a safe place. They chose Colorado because it's inland far enough, but yet at the same time, you can make your direct flights, and then they will do a constant flights out of the country for days as they take these people to China and begin to inhabit these cities that have been considered uninhabitable. And then, and what's interesting, if you think about it, that's why they're ghost cities, because the Chinese know these Americans want to be amongst themselves. They can't culture shock the people and just put them in the middle of China in Shanghai somewhere, you know, and start dropping in, you know, hundreds of thousands of people and culture shock everybody. It'd be a disaster. So they've already got this thing set up, planned, and I'm sure they will begin to activate those cities as that time draws near.
Planning on their happy ever after lives, I think they're going to be really surprised at what the Almighty has in store for them and the Panyans. And I mean, they're fighting for control even now, so...
I agree. I have no idea what God has in store.
No, I know. If their plane is shot down, falls out of the sky, you know, if volcanoes get in the way, you know, I know, you know, I think it's very disturbing that how many people that really do evidently hear from the Lord. I mean, they're not out there giving us, you know, we have King Cyrus and we're going to be great again and all of that. These people are saying, Trump's a liar. Get your house in order. There's nothing ahead except your trust in Yeshua. That's it. That's the only thing that's going to get you. You know, it just has a ring of truth. And when they see earthquakes and tsunamis on both coasts, being split up the middle, you know, it's very concerning. And if I were living any place under, you know, any place with under 1,500 feet, I would ask the Lord. We ask the Lord, you know, ourselves when to, you know, did he want us to stay here because we put our house on the market? This was about 10 years ago, and we said, we'll go where you want. And, you know, it was on the market for a year. Nobody even hardly looked at it. And, you know, it's a custom home on the river, overlooking the river, built before the Scenic Act. It should have gone quickly, and we priced it to move. We didn't get one offer. So, I know we're not on the Craton, but we're sitting on a lot of soil. Anyway,
no need to go to the store then. So, you know, Bonnie, it's just we're the people need to. This is the more important now to ensure your relationship with Yeshua.
That's it. That's you know, where it's at.
Yes, the other day I did a message on Revelation 10:7, and I said, you know, when the seventh angel begins to sound, it says the mystery of Yehovah should be finished as he has declared to his servants. And I said, what is that mystery? I said, it's written all through your Bible because he said it's declared his servants, the prophets. I said, the mystery being one with Yeshua, that is the actual mystery. That's the great mystery that it speaks about there.
That's where it's at.
I said, you know, this is the hour. You know, I said, in fact, if you go back and you look when Yeshua speaks about marriage, when they come to tempt him, saying that Moses said that you could divorce your wife for whatever cause it is. And they were tempting him. They said, what do you say? I said, Yeshua says it wasn't so from the beginning. He said, God made them male and female. I said, now you have to know where he's quoting from to understand why he said what he said. And they're there on a hardness of heart over a divorce and marriage issue, wanting to see what he says about that. I said, but he's not. I said, when he responds, I said, you might think he's talking about marriage and divorce for you, but he's not. I said, because what he quotes is from Genesis chapter 1, when he created them, male and female, created he them before God ever separated the two. This was when Adam and Eve were one being, and he was giving you the illustration of you being in Christ is what he was really trying to show there. That's why he said, whatsoever God joins together, let not man put asunder. And the one thing that cannot be put asunder by man is the union of you and Christ. When you have truly been joined to him, there is no man that can put that asunder. Everything else that he talks about there is in an allegory, even though you could take it as a marriage and divorce sermon if you want to take it as a regular marriage and divorce sermon, but it's really an allegory.
That is profound. Eve or Chava was in Adam from the get-go.
Yes.
And just as Chava was in Adam, we shall be as Christ. That's amazing. But we only have a few minutes. I mean, I don't mean to cut you short. Go forward on that. But we haven't gotten to Syria yet. We have about, goodness, 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
In Syria, as we know, right now the situation is heating up with Idlib. Russia has put the forces there. They're getting ready. We see that there is a distancing between Turkey and the United States over in northern, around Manbi, actually, however you want to pronounce that, which is near the Euphrates River there, where Turkey had told the United States need to get out because they're going to deal with the Kurds there. All these are staged operations. Everything is just a stage. They're getting ready for a big war there. And it's coming down to some things that we've shared with you guys before, over and over and over, about how that Russia is going to end up being a target in here. You know, I was told that if Russia didn't get out, they were going to deal with Russia. And that's been in not so many polite terms. But two, Russia has become more of a threat because now Putin is talking about building closer ties with the Lebanon prime minister. And he's gone to see him. So this has created another problem for the elite that are trying to make sure they control the New World Order. And even though sometimes I think Putin is a part of it, I still can't quite figure out, is Putin a part enough to willing to sacrifice his own people? Or is he really just trying to get in the New World Order what he thinks belongs to him? And he's fighting for that piece of the pie. Nonetheless, the whole purpose of the New World Order was to destroy nationalism so that they can bring about a socialist, but not just socialism, a neo-Nazi socialism is what they want to bring out for the rest of the world. And Syria is the stage. It's where things are going to go, and it's not changing. President Trump can say all he wants that he'd like to get our troops out. It's not going to happen, guys. It's just not. And unfortunately, I think the things that are coming in the very near future for us in Syria is not good. So we need to be prepared and realize that some very serious things are coming our way.
Yes. And he's not getting troops out. He's not going to arrest Hillary. He's not going to, you know, he's not going to make America great again. He's probably, an evil liar, just like the rest of them.
You know, it's, you know, Bonnie, let me say this in closing. It's really important to understand. In many evangelical circles, I'm sure many people in the Hebrew Roots movement can appreciate this. There are CIA operatives that have infiltrated. Some of them are pastors of these organizations. They're ran to be able to control the minds of the people to take them in a certain direction. And you may not realize that, but that is the honest to God's truth. You have very well-known organizations out there that are ran by CIA operatives. And you think they're just good old pastors, and they're making a killing at what they do. But I can tell you one thing. As the old saying goes, follow the money. Money corrupts. Money's the root of all evil, all right?
Absolutely.
That's true. All you got to do is look and see. These mega million-dollar churches with private jets and stuff.
Yep.
If you knew some of their friends, Bush family, neo-Nazis, by the way, or other different connections that they have, you're going to find out that they everyone lead to some of the most hideous, corrupt organizations that are going on in the background. And I know those for a fact.
That's right. Stay close to Yeshua. That is our only, increase your daily Bible study, increase your prayer time, increase your being with the Lord, just being quiet with the Lord time. That's the only, that's it. That's the path out of here. That's the door out of certain destruction. With that, we're a minute over. Thank you so much for joining us, Stephen. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Father willing, we shall see you next week.